This week's episode is brought to you by God is Love Clothing. God is Love Clothing is a Christian company founded on God's precepts, but anyone can wear their apparel. If you're looking for a comfortable or trendy shirt, sweater, or top that can inspire you and the people around you, then you're in luck. By purchasing one of their products, you are partnering with God is Love Clothing to demonstrate God's love, not just in words, but in actions. Visit GodIsLoveClothing.com and use the promo code ABG for discounts on your order at the checkout. Again, that's GodIsLoveClothing.com, promo code ABG. Start wearing apparel that inspires you and others today. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Season 6, Episode 1 of the Instagram episode. So I have two very special guests with me. I have not only a graphic and digital artist, but an Instagram hacker, as well as creator of Singles in the City. And so we are going to talk about our work life and then go into our love life. So first, please, can you guys introduce yourselves? Tell us a little bit about where people can find you on social media and connect with you.
So my name is Flan Manley. I'm an artist, designer, and a visionary, and I'm on icdcreativestudios.us on Instagram.
All right, and then Stephanie?
I am Stephanie Johnson, founder and CEO of Singles and the City, and you can find us at www.singlesandthecity.com, and the same as on Instagram.
Perfect. So, Stephanie, can you tell us why you started your brand and, you know, what led you to becoming the founder of this organization?
Yeah, sure. It was 4 years ago. I had realized I was enjoying my single life. Everything was fantastic. I was wondering why there were no resources to kind of encourage single people to make better decisions. I found that a lot of people, even in the religious, you know, sector, were just kind of forcing marriage upon everybody and, you know, just go find someone else. And I'm like, what if I'm happy how I am? Like, how can I just continue the process and be held accountable to make better decisions? So there it was born, Singles in the City. It was just a book club on Monday nights, co-ed book club in the city, and people started finding love and finding themselves and getting married, and we just kind of spiraled out of control to where we are now. But
awesome. Yep. How many cities are you in so far?
We're in 5 cities. Started in Dallas, and then Austin, and then Detroit, LA, and Chicago was our newest one, which launched this January.
Awesome. And so, Flan, can you tell us a little bit about how you got to your brand?
Well, how I got to my brand, well, it's been part of my entire life as an artist. But I just started in high school, actually, doing custom T-shirts and painting on sneakers and all that good stuff. Until recently, I opened my studio in Shawn, Connecticut, where I decided I wanted an outlet, something that represents dreamers and aspirations. But as of for the last 4 years, I've just been painting mainly and neglected the fashion side of my brand, but it's still active.
Awesome. Yeah. And can you tell us, where is your store? You have a storefront.
Well, the store is located in Shelton, Connecticut, like probably somewhere where it shouldn't be, but it's there. It's active.
Yeah. Okay, cool. So with that being said, can you guys tell us, what was that deciding factor that you had before you started? And what was that deciding factor that you had to know that you were on the right path and were going to continue to do this for years to come?
Oh, absolutely. I've always just been the type of person, I kind of take over everything that I do. And it's never, I don't have any small dreams. I figured, my smallest scale was, I'll just have this only in the United States. And this was like before I even had, you know, an attorney or a trademark. I'm like, I'll just keep it in the U.S. and then we'll think about going international. So I've always had really, really high dreams about that. And obviously it caught on. Obviously I've had some rough times throughout it. But knowing the people that send the emails and people that are just discovering themselves and being better, it's like absolutely imperative that this community flourishes. And that's what keeps me going every day.
Well, my design factor was, I needed something with the clothing line. I needed something that represented myself. And I started because I didn't have clothes to wear as a kid. So I started drawing on T-shirts and hoodies, all that stuff. But as far as the business, I decided to quit my job a year and a half ago and reached something that was an expensive hobby as an artist. And eventually it grew into me having to meet my numbers and play big. And I just took more risk within the last 2 years or so just by doing other things that I wasn't doing previous years from that.
Nice. So a lot of my listeners are business owners or they are aspiring business owners. So what are three things that you would tell your before you started self? Just like words of encouragement or things that you wish that you have known before, or just some really great aha moments now that you're in this next level.
Well, I would say just don't play a safe because you're not going to fulfill your true potential as a visionary and a business person, because we are in this arena, and why will you play safe? Defense wins the game, but offense put points on the boards.
Three things I would tell myself before starting my company. Number one is don't be surprised when people don't get it. Just kind of be prepared to walk alone. I know we have, you know, visions and dreams to be business owners and get inspired by Instagram. But in real life, you know, you may have people that are not feeling you and are not built to go along the journey. So don't be offended by that. Like, learn to not walk on the fence, number one. The second thing would be knowing that it's going to get extremely tough, and that's why you need to know your absolute why you're doing what you're doing to make sure that you're on the right track. Every day, every door is not going to be open right away. It's going to take a lot of hustling, and you have to just be prepared that you know this business is for you to be doing. People want you to do, you know, everything has to make sense. And for me, because number three would be stay unemotional. It'll keep you out of a lot of trouble. I know people get in trouble by, you know, using their feelings in business and holding on to people they shouldn't and making emotional business decisions. Like, I don't do any of that. That's like the only thing that I've done this entire time that has definitely helped me, just by not being an emotional person.
That is a word. I think that is one of the things that so many people, especially females, so many people get into, is going with emotions and not understanding that some people that come to you, even if they're helpful for you for a time, are seasonal and or are here for a purpose and not to walk with you throughout the entire way. And knowing that that is okay, but also knowing to kind of put your emotions in the back burner. That's actually something that I'm actually working on right now, just through life.
It's great. Yes. You can do it.
Thank you. So not work with emotion.
For second one, I'll say, like, because I use this and it works. And this impact over money when you're first starting out as an artist, you know, because we are in a social capital business. You know, and so once you can impact people are always going to pay you tons of money to just keep going. You know, so focus on the impact first, and eventually you build your tribe. Eventually you're going to figure out how to monetize it.
So fun. You made a post stating that you had been now in America for 20 years. Swan is from Liberia originally, and that your first 10 years were spent being useless and your last 10 years were spent being useful. Do you want to dive into those people that are, you know, thinking about or already on that transformation, and what sense of advice or words of wisdom can you give since you've done incredibly well since your transformation?
Well, I mean, yes, I was useless, but I would just sum it up to say, like, at the point where I was trying to find myself, I hadn't, at this point, the first 10 years of my life, I hadn't truly found my calling yet. I was trying to fit the idea of who I was supposed to be rather than who I, the person. And when I eventually, when I got there, I was able to turn a new leaf and become who I am today. And I'm here to serve. I'm here to dispense and distribute my talent, my gifts and talent. So, and the environment I was in, it wasn't conducive to that. So I had to leave and just cut off everybody else's I was around so I can get to this point.
So there's a meme in Chicago that you have to, like, Derrick Rose is so from Chicago because he went to Minnesota and then finally, like, hit it big. And I think that I really understand that, as far as just sometimes you have to leave everything to really fall upon yourself and kind of let all that outside distractions leave so that you can really figure out what your purpose is. And I don't think enough people do that, because I really do see a difference between certain subgroups, like the high school groups and the people that never went off to college or did their own thing. They just kind of function a little bit differently than people that have actually left, even for a short amount of time. You don't have to leave forever. But I think that that is something that maybe, if you're listening and you're having a crossroads and you're like, I don't know what to do, maybe your thing to do was just to leave your surroundings and what you're familiar with for just a little bit, for a season, and dive into that. So, Stephanie, the holidays are here, and so a lot of singles hate this season. So what are some of your tips to survive the holiday season single?
Yeah, just really quick tips to survive a holiday single. The season would be to stay busy giving back. It'll take your mind off of what you quote unquote don't have, and you'll be helping out somebody else who's less fortunate. And honestly, that's where all the cool single people hang out because we have big hearts. So definitely go volunteer and or go buy, you know, a family Christmas presents or make your friends Thanksgiving dinner. All those things fill up your time. And I think most importantly, don't feed into the hype of social media and like if your environment's all booed up, like focus on yourself. Like, I think we get so distracted with everyone else, the perception of what everyone's putting out there, and none of it's even real. Like, just seriously wake up and deal with yourself. Get a really, really good book. Go volunteer. Go to work. Pick up an extra job. Stay busy. That's how you get over Christmas time and holidays.
And it's also busy. How you meet other people as well. People don't realize that, you know, being sad and kind of being a homebody doesn't really change your environment. Being positive, going out, doing new stuff, meeting new people, going to different environments where you're not going to meet the same people, that stuff can really change your life.
Like volunteering or the gym, start changing your habits or take a cooking class. I mean, there's so many things you can do by yourself that you won't even, I mean, I've been single for a minute, it's been like a year, and half the time I forget because I'm so busy enjoying my life. I'm not stressed out.
I love
it. So stay busy and get purposeful. It'll slip your mind.
So that kind of goes into the next question, was how to take dating into your own hands.
Well, I'm a big believer in, like I just said, working on yourself first. Like, healthy people attract healthy people. And I'm a big believer in taking a break. If you just got a relationship or situationship or cuffing or whatever you call it, it's important. It's like so many categories nowadays. But it's so important to take a season for yourself. Get to know who you are so that when you are prepared and when you do have your head down, volunteering or taking care of yourself, and you look up and someone's there that bumped into you literally, then you're totally ready and healthy to be with that person. So honestly, it really all starts with yourself. There's nothing you can do but work on yourself. Know what you have going on that's dysfunctional, stop the cycle, and then literally someone that's doing the same amount of work will run into you, and that's how that happens.
I love it.
I agree.
So Flan, what are some of your holiday go-to-market strategies as far as your business? And Stephanie, you can answer this too. Like, what are some of you guys' go-to-market strategies now that, you know, Black Friday is coming up, Christmas, and really a busy season for both of you guys?
Well, I'm releasing some new merchandise on my website with my partner for his Muay Thai brand, and I'm releasing some kids hoodies and jackets as well too. So I've been getting in the back end working on some things to release within the next few weeks. So
nice.
Stay tuned for that. I've just been quiet about it.
That's awesome. Our team has just designed our first summit, which I don't know why I've never had the summit before, but people have really just been intrigued by just my story and the whole TV deal and just everything that we've kind of been through this year together as a singles in the city family. So we're getting ready for that, and that's December 7th in Dallas.
Nice.
So Austin's coming up and Dallas rocking out, and it's going to be a really good time. That's like our holiday Christmas / beginning of the new year, get your life together moment.
love it. So if anybody is interested, or if you're from the Dallas people, there's no excuse. You guys definitely need to come on down. But for anybody interested, like, I think it might be one of the things that you can do to stay busy.
For sure.
So, with your growing success, both of you guys, what is your idea of balance?
Make time for play. Like, I'm a big ass kid, so like, I make time to play. I love to go to the gym. I love to work out. I love to just joke around. I'm very intentional by having my friend bring her little daughter around because she's very A-type, and I am as well too. So like, we just play and have fun, and that's it. You know, I don't drink as often, but I just make time to exercise and just run and just be active, you know, because that actually helps your creativity and you strategize better as well, too. You don't operate off of impulse all the time as well.
I love that. I'm definitely very active. Let me not put myself out there. I'm not doing it, but I'm a gym head. I'm in the gym like 4 or 5 days a week, weight training. So I love that. But just for me, it's like literally stepping away from the laptop, stepping away from her. Oh my gosh, I worked so much to to where I go on dates and I'm like, he's like, what are your hobbies? I'm like, same old say, you know. So me personally, just working on, you know, getting Stephanie hobbies that's detached from also Stephanie and from business is my goal for 2019, honestly. So work in progress.
Nice. And so recently on social media, specifically Instagram, Nicole Ari Parker recently shared her list that she made right before she got with Boris Kodjo. Do you believe in making lists? If you have yours, do you care to share? And what do you think about this whole list making thing in general?
I'll start. I think making a list just helps you refocus and to be intentional when you're dating. If you're a person that believes in dating with purpose, I think a list is a great start. Just like, okay, here are my hard no's and my maybes. I used to have a list that was like 37 billion categories long. That's when I was in my 20s. I'm now 32. And not that my standards have like dissolved. It's just that I know what's important in life. And I know for sure now what I will and won't do. So my list just consists, I'm a believer in Jesus. So, you know, he's a Jesus person. Totally obsessed with Jesus the way that I am or more. Of course, he's hardworking. He honors his family and someone that just does not love like the nightlife and entertainment, because that's what I do. And I would like to just kind of go home and he'd be there and we can like hang out at the house and just, you know, do that. So those are like priority to me right now.
Nice.
30,000 down to 3. I'm doing really good.
I mean, I think that's great because no one's perfect and it's all about, you know, we were joking earlier about just figuring out what your non-negotiables are. I'm actually, like I said, eventually, like, you're just going to settle. Like, no one's perfect, and settling, I don't want to make it feel like it's a bad thing. It's just that those 100 million things that you think are a must-haves just really aren't must-haves once you figure out what's important and what's not.
Exactly.
I wouldn't say settling. I said getting in alignment.
Okay.
Because if you step into what it is, you have that list. Because everybody have a list, but it don't match that list. You know, like, vulnerability, intimacy, like... People are not there yet. So, yeah, you got to step into that list and make sure you match that list as well, too. Because once you match it, it's easier to discern who's out there as well.
Absolutely.
I love it. And so the last question was going to be, you know, how does Singles in the City help? We've talked so much about what it does. But I don't know if there's anything else that you would like to put on as far as, you know, what your Singles in the City does for our listeners, for those that, you know, may be interested in joining, in anything that you want to specifically add.
For sure. Well, I guess in a nutshell, Singles in the City is a community and a platform that pretty much promotes self-awareness in singleness. And we assist people in ending like dysfunctional dating cycles. Cycles are what trips everybody up. You know, a cheater keeps cheating because he doesn't know the root cause. You know, people lie. You know, so my whole job, I'm not a psychologist or I'm not even a life coach. I'm just someone who's single, going along the journey on a therapist couch and giving out jewels that I'm paying somebody else to tell me because I care that much, you know. And I just want to help you break the dysfunction so that when you are married, so that when you are in a committed relationship, you're ready for it, the person is equally yoked with you, and you guys can rock out from there. But two broken people getting together never works out. And I'm like the anti-divorce queen. So I'm all about doing everything that we possibly can to prevent a mess from happening.
I love it. And more people need to be thinking like you. Like, there's so much, it's so much easier, I feel like, to work on yourself than to work on like someone that just came out of a broken marriage or a broken marriage, period. It's so easy to work on the individual.
You gotta get some help from you. You have to heal. Everybody's got a past, but you have to heal. Like, that jump in one person to another, it doesn't work.
Okay. Love it. Thank you so much. And so, Fawn, my question for you, because you are this Instagram growth hacking king, can you please help us help ourselves? Fawn has just hit 97,000 followers.
Yeah, my number's right.
And counting.
Congratulations.
So probably by the time that this airs, it'll be 100K. So let's just go ahead and put that in there. You have almost 100K. You will hit 100K followers. What is going on? What are some of the things that you have noticed that you're doing that our listeners can then take within ourselves and within our own brands, kind of mimic those same things?
Well, I'm an artist, but so it's like I'm playing like it's like a thing called like finite and infinite game, right? Which is like the finite, well, the finite games is like the trends. I don't dabble in trends, but I can compromise my brands to a certain extent on my page, which is like the content I kind of create on my page, and by sharing viral content, I kind of attract the audience that looks for the content. So that's how my page been growing so fast. I'll get like a 3,000 followers at night on a good night, or 1,000 followers on a good night. So yeah, I've been playing the finite and infinite game. My end goal is something different, but for now, I'm just dabbling into the finite game, which is like just growth hacking and posting viral content.
I love it.
In the midst of that, post my work as well too.
Yes, but you know, to be clear, the viral content that you're posting still is in line. Like it's art that is viral.
Exactly.
It's things that still are in what your mission, vision, and core values.
Correct.
There are just things that are popular, and then you'll throw your stuff in there, and then your stuff will then go viral as well.
Exactly.
Yeah. Genius.
I know, but I caught so much slack from that though. Like people were like, "Oh my God, you messed up your page." And I'm like, no, it's not about the numbers. My numbers match exactly, you know. Like, I don't care about this stuff. I can take it off my page anytime. 50 Cent's petty, right?
Right.
He got a bunch of stuff on his page. And his page been growing because he posts junk on his page. Because
he's so petty.
Exactly. So, yeah, he is. So, my content is the same thing as well, too. I put some petty content out there as well, too. Like I put a lot of stuff on that people don't like, but it goes viral. And I get my audience and they stay,
yeah. Which is key.
Yeah,
that's key. Seriously.
I love it. This week's episode is brought to you by Cab Customs. Cab Customs was made with you in mind. Cab Customs is an expressive apparel perfect for those times you can't say it, but you can wear it. Are you in need of an expressive tee with your saying, slogan, or an idea that popped in your head from last night's dream? With each item made in-house ranging from $15 to $35, this is perfect for your next family reunion, holiday party, or a poppin' day in the city. The founder, Tiffany James, enjoys making pieces that not only complement your beauty, but bring positivity, joy, and a hint of ratchetness. Check them out at cabcustoms.com. That's CAABcustoms.com. Follow them on social media at cabcustoms, that's CAABcustoms, or email them at cabcustoms@gmail.com. And tell them that Average Black Girl sent you. Now back to the show. So to dive just a little bit more into Instagram, for those that are looking to kind of revamp your page, one of the things that you're going to want to do is your highlights. That's something that you're definitely going to have. And I'm a fan of buying things that you want to do versus doing yourself, pretty much like hacking. So for me, I bought my highlight templates. I bought mine from Etsy, but Creative Market is also a very great place that you can buy stuff. Another thing that I'm starting to do now is with my Instagram is have the same color scheme. So when you're taking pictures on your phone, to make it look very editable, you can just go ahead and get the app, the Lightroom app, and then you can go and you can buy presets. So presets are things that you can buy from, again, Etsy, Creative Market. I've actually bought presets from a YouTuber that I follow, Rochelle and Justin. So either one, they are range between $8 and $30, depending on what you want to buy. And they just allow a hue. So if you're, for me, for Danny So Fancy, I'm all into the rose, kind of rose gold hues. So I have a rose filter to make everything super blush. For Average Black Girl, I have some filters to make everything very white or light or bright. And so even when I have a phone picture, it still looks very retouched and edited.
Dramatic,
because of the
yeah.
process. Presets. And that's what everybody's doing. So when you're looking at people and you're like, how are they doing this? Get your presets. It's okay. Something that is going to be super dope for you to invest in yourself. Another thing that I personally am using is I am planning my post a week in advance. Now, I'm not doing as many as planned, but I need to do just as many, because minimum I'm posting 3 times a day and I'm seeing an increase of 50 new subscribers per week, but I need to be creative hacking and posting even more. So I would say minimum, if you're just trying to get a system together, but you need to figure out your content, because I used to feel like I would be annoying if I posted so much. And you have to just get out of your own head. You're not annoying. People are on social media to consume. Yeah. So you're eating or consume.
That's what it is. We're attention merchants.
Exactly. Yeah. I love it. Yeah, so. And so get out of that and just push it out there and figure out what's working, what's not. Play with some stuff because other people are playing with it.
No, definitely.
And while you're over here scared that you're annoying, people are really growing and making some real things.
Yeah.
You know, when you get some real numbers, it's some real money to be made.
Definitely. Instagram stories.
Yes, go ahead.
This is where you get to be organic. You can cook, chef it up sometimes. You get to be organic, tag, you can tag as many. You can also use hashtag in the story as well too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so yep. Use that because you can attract a new audience because people that watch your stories eventually end up seeing your stuff on the main page. So the more they engage on your stories, the chances are they'll also be seeing your content when you post it on your main page. You may not be posting a lot on your main page, but when you post a lot on your stories and they're watching it and you're tagging in the locations, they're most likely will see your content on the main page. We're just going to trick an algorithm as well.
Yes, I love it. So, using your hashtags on your stories, tagging the people and locations in your stories as well.
Yes.
And being consistent in your stories.
Yes.
Even every day you need to be doing something.
Yeah. You got to be real in your stories. It doesn't have to be like branded content. You can be real. Just be raw and just like walk into the store and open the fridge up, making coffee. Just be real because it's not all about selling. I'm not much of a seller, but I can sell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So if you do that in your stories, then in your main page, it's like where you build your mansion and all that good stuff and just look pretty. Yeah.
I love it. No, I always feel like Instagram is like the newborn child. It takes so much effort to be growing. So get that out of your head that it's not like LinkedIn where you can post a article and then let it be viewed for the entire week. Like you got to keep going and keep trucking along. And so Instagram for the longest time for me was the bane of my existence. I just felt like I didn't show enough skin. The pictures weren't pretty enough. It was just so many things that I had to do to get out of my head. And now that I decided to just really jump into it, I see so much, but I didn't want to just talk to you. I wanted to bring someone that is absolutely killing it in the game so that we can all get the tea and go and be great. So I don't know about you guys, but I'm super motivated. I'm going to go figure out what kind of viral content I can add within my page. I'm definitely going to start going and utilizing video a lot more within the actual Instagram. And then the stories, I'm already pretty frequently, but I'm going to just continue it on and just knowing that consistency is key and that is the only thing that's going to separate you from everyone else.
Oh, one last thing, collaborations with other influencers. That helps a lot.
What are some of the collaborations that you've done recently?
Just like, you know, just reposting stuff. You know, you post my stuff, I post yours. You know, you like my comment, you like my pictures and comment it fast enough within the first hour or so as a group, it grows a page.
I love
it. You know, and that's really simple stuff like that. You know, it works.
And there are actually now Instagram group hacks where you can join. There, you all decide to like each other's stuff and comment. Mm-hmm. And it'll not only hack the system as far as the algorithm, but it'll also help because everyone now that has liked your appearing in their feed and things like that as well. Correct. So that's one of the things that I've actually joined in because I realized like I can't do it by myself. And at this point, it's like everything else. When people are joining getting these awards, like it's groups of people that just go and nominate each other.
Yeah, that's true.
That's the key, right? And you know, so the same thing is going to be for social media. So if you are by yourself, find your tribe. If you can't find a tribe, go on Facebook group and just make one up and get and get it together. Your tribe don't have to be your friends. They just need to help you, okay? That's what we learned earlier today, taking emotion out of your business.
That's
you
right.
Don't have to
do,
like
do
them.
Whatever it takes.
You just have to make sure that these people are consistent and reliable. So those are amazing things. I feel like we have talked about so many stuff that is so necessary, especially for Black Friday. If you guys don't have your tribe now, if you don't have your content now, you need to get ready because it'll be here before you know it. And you'll be lost in the sauce because people are ready and people are prepared. But I want to thank both of my guests for attending. This was great discussion, great dialogue. And I feel like regardless if you are an artist, a business owner, in the financial world, whatever, what we talked about is stuff that is useful for any and everybody, which is so important. And some of the content that I like to push out. So I would love, 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 love for you guys to plug yourself one more time. Let people know where they can find you and where they can contact you.
So you can find me at icdcreativestudios.us on Instagram. That's icdcreativestudios.us on Instagram. Honey K, let's go, baby.
And I am Singles and the City on Instagram. And that's www.singlesandthecity.com.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you so much. This is awesome.
Cuplift is a community-based app that will provide communities around the world with resources. The app will restore compassion and integrity within citizens and their communities. The app provides a platform for community service projects, community service hour opportunities, volunteer efforts, fundraising events, donations, sponsorship opportunities, and work experience, providing employers with a scouting platform. Visit the Apple App Store or Google Play Store. Download, create a profile, and join the community. All right, my above average crew, you can reach me on my websites at averageblackgirl.com and my blog and lifestyle website at danielleamitchell.com. You can reach me on Facebook and Instagram at Average Black Girl and on Twitter at ABG Girl. And you can reach me on Pinterest at A Black Girl 2015. I will talk to you soon. Bye.